And we are here with two of the NCMP swimming members who are at Pella High School, Eli Ekoff and Jacob Netter, who each qualified for state this year, this past weekend. First of all, what did that mean? What did it mean when you found out that once again you'd be going back to the state in your case and for the first time for you?
It was definitely a pretty big celebration moment. We were both driving at the time when Eli first got the text. I got a text and didn't get to check it until I got home about half an hour later. But it was really nice to just know that I'd be able to go again. State is a really big event, and I'm glad I was able to participate.
For you?
It was just really cool because as a freshman, I was really hoping maybe I could do it. And I'm just glad I got to help my team out, and I'm glad we got to make it to state.
Well, and obviously the unique situation, it happens with the girls in the fall and now here in the winter with the guys, is there's not a swim team here in Pella, at least for the high school level, so you have to go to Newton. You know, for you, especially now that you're in your senior year, what has that experience been like for you having that opportunity, and what's it been like bonding with that team as opposed to maybe some of your peers here in the hallway?
I'm really glad that we are able to swim on a team just in general, but the Newton guys have been great to get along with. I've really enjoyed getting along with them, learning to work with them. I've been with the same group of guys that's been evolving and changing for the past 4 years, and we've grown really close. It's nice to be able to have such good friends in another town.
Well, for you, Eli, this is your first season. What's that transition been like? Where I'm sure when you're in activities before, you get to stay in town. In this case, you got a bit of a commute, but it sounds like a fun one.
Yeah, it was pretty nice. The Newton kids were very open-armed and accepted the Pella kids very well, and it was really nice.
And now you guys are a part of a relay, so it's kind of a team group. And in fact, this is your second time qualifying on a relay. How has this group kind of come together throughout the season, and what are the things that you guys have been working on to get your times just under that threshold?
Well, there was a bit of competition to figure out who would go into the relay. Each of the fastest people in each of the four strokes were doing their best to get the fastest times and to be the ones to participate in the relay. This group is the one that kind of came together as the year went on, and we've had a lot of time to practice together, kind of work together, learn each other's timings and the like. So I think that's good.
Well, and what have you been working on to get your speed up to make sure that you were ready for this moment this past Saturday at the qualifying meet?
Just been trying to do my best on my form and trying to get my speed up, honestly.
And so now you guys are coming up, have a chance to swim at the University of Iowa coming up this Saturday at State. What are you looking forward to most about that experience, just overall or anything specific?
I think it's just going to be a good experience because we'll have a large chunk of the team there just ready to cheer us on. We'll get to see Jaden swim his individual event as well, and that'll be enjoyable. But just the ability to swim at the University of Iowa at such a high level is always an honor and a pleasure.
I think it's just going to be a lot of fun for the whole team all together, and I think we're just going to have the best time we can. We're going to go out hard, and we're going to have fun.
Well, and Jacob, in your case, you have a younger sister who qualified this past fall for state as well. Swimming seems to be pretty important to your family. How cool is it to be qualifying in the same year and to be able to cheer her on in the fall and have her cheer you on coming up this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, it's really nice. We get to see a lot of the highest level swimmers get to swim in the same pool, get to kind of see them in action from the ground level instead of just the stands or on television. And just having this much swimming going on in the family, it really is quite fun.
Well, and you're a senior. Do you have any plans to continue swimming then moving on, or kind of what's your next step if you have it figured out?
I think I'm probably not going to continue swimming at the collegiate level. I feel like that's probably a bit too much for me, but I do plan to keep swimming as part of recreation and also just to work out because it is a very effective way to burn calories.
Well, in your case, obviously you have a few more years of varsity experience left. What are you going to be working on after this weekend in terms of getting ready for next year?
I'm just going to work on building up some muscle mass and then go for another season, see if I can get to state.
Awesome. Eli Ekoff, Jacob Netter, the swimmers with NCMP, the Newton team, here from Pella High School. Congratulations on qualifying for state and all the best this Saturday.
Thank you.
Thank you.